This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora and namaste. You are listening to Enrich with Richa on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM. I am Richa, your host and dost, bringing you stories of multicultural Hindi speakers from Aotearoa. To shuru ho jaye gappe shappe. नमस्ते दोस्तों, आई होप आप सब मस्त और तंदुरुस्त हो. सो आज के शो में वी हैव उर्वी विद अस. उर्वी इज़ फ्रॉम मुंबई एंड हैज़ बीन इन न्यूजीलैंड फॉर ओवर 5 years. नमस्ते उर्वी.
नमस्ते रिचा, क्या हो रहा,
कैसी हो?
मैं बस बढ़िया, आप सुनाओ?
मैं भी मस्त.
डनीडन की विंटर के मज़े ले रहे हो कि नहीं?
बहुत ज़्यादा, क्या बताओ. 3-4 कंबल ओढ़ के एकदम मस्त,
एकदम स्नग टाइम्स
आ गए. यस. So, yeah, so I think how both of us met was very interesting.
Absolutely. Before you start, I just really want to say thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for being here. Yeah.
And I just think what you're doing is absolutely brilliant in terms of bringing Hindi speakers to the fore. Kyunki bahut kam log filhal abhi Hindi language pe focus de rahe, so hats off to you.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah. So, yeah, I think how we met was, there was a Diwali, it was Diwali last year, and tabhi Urvi had arranged a small get-together, and tabhi, I don't know, mujhe, pata chala, and I went for that, and it was so nice.
Thank
you. Like, just having that, because hum sab ghar se dur the, aur 2 saal ho gaye the pandemic ke, aur that was a really nice space to come together and celebrate Diwali.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think what drove that kind of idea was to get the Indian community and like non-Indian community to come and see what Diwali is all about. Kafi choti chota sa initiative tha, in terms of we were going to go to the octagon, light the diya, and you know, dress up in our beautiful bright colorful clothes, Diwali special wear.
Yeah.
And it was very nice that, you know, people showed up.
Yeah.
It was a very windy day, so
it was.
The diya didn't really work, but I think it was the coming together that was most important.
True. Yeah. So would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Absolutely. Where would I start? I have so much to share. Like you already said, I'm from Bombay, or Mumbai as it is now known. I've spent most of my life living in Bombay. Sirf ek saal Delhi mein maine spend kiya hai. But apart from that, family ke saath, you know, rehna, khana peena, uthna baithna. And at the age of 27, finally I said, bas ho gaya ye. I said, yahan se nikalna padega, kyunki mere ghar wale meri shaadi karwana chahte the. Jo mujhe, it wasn't acceptable at the time, because I think I had other dreams and other plans. And I've kind of been against this whole, pehle, you know, dad ke ghar pe raho, uske baad shaadi karke husband ke ghar pe raho. And I was ambitious and mujhe basically travel karna tha. So I think at about 27, also just uske pehle, maine 4 saal I worked as a in the legal field. So I have a LLB degree. So wo padhai khatam hone ke baad maine 4 saal kaam to kiya, but at the end of those 4 years I was like, this is not fun, and you know, I'm not really enjoying life. And eventually I was like, maine job quit kar di. Ghar walon ne bola ki, don't know what, you know, hamari ladki pagal ho gayi hai basically. And so but I quit my job, and I was just sitting at home, and you know, I had like other aspirations. Fir eventually 27 pe I pitched the idea to my family, and I said, guys, I really want to study communications, mujhe event management karna hai, because I've always loved hosting parties and hosting people. And I think mere college din aise hi gaye, humne bahut mazay kiye, bahut nach gana,
yeah
drinks and parties, and so it was kind of my dream. And living in India, that wasn't acceptable, because everyone was like, nahi, tum, you know, you're a qualified lawyer, why would you want to do something? And so I basically tried to run away from social norms at the time. And yeah, that's how I ended up in New Zealand. And for many, yahan pe communications and event management padhai ki Auckland mein. And I think that was an eye-opener, because yahan ka culture itna alag hai from India, obviously, but also from Bombay, Mumbai. And
how did you adapt to, you know, the changing cultures? Like, kafi cultural shock aisa laga, ya kaisa tha for you?
It was I think very often I would cry because I'm like, I mean, pros and cons. I think in terms of jo freedom New Zealand mein milta hai, it's unlike anything you would ever have, you know, experienced in a country like India. But in terms of people or like social social life, I think it was quite a struggle. Plus India mein to pata hai, like because hum Bombay se hai, and you know how they say the city never sleeps. Like any time of day tumko kuch bhi chahiye, you know you can go out and find it. Not to mention the support you have from your family. I think I definitely underestimated the importance of my family. I was not very close to them. I was always, you know, mujhe lagta tha ki har baar mein rokte hai, tokte hai, which is very normal for, you know, Indian families in any case. And my family, I come from a very unorthodox family. But having said that, there were still certain norms, which my mom would be like, ladkiya aise nahi karti, ya, you know, you're from a decent house, why would you can't do this. And I just never, I was a rebel out and out, and I said, ki mujhe ye tumhari ideology nahi samajhti. So, and phir main yahan pe aayi, and then I started kind of feeling the gap in, you know, like family life. But it took me at least three and a half, four years is when I realized that I'm homesick or I'm missing my family. And the importance of mom and dad and, you know, bhaiya bhabhi. And I was so close to all of them, but kind of still distanced because I wouldn't open up to them. So I think that distance has made our hearts fonder. And now we have that love and respect for each other, which is unlike ever before.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So it's been quite a challenging kind of, you know, time in New Zealand up till now. I feel like after 5 years, I'm finally starting, like it's starting to feel more like home here. But the 5 years has just been, turbulent.
And then COVID happened 2 years back.
It's like sometimes I wish like we could just forget about it or never talk about it. But yeah, no, you're right. It, it's been very prominent, and I guess not going back home for so long. It's just made it much harder. But in a way, I guess uske bhi pros hai, because if I would have gone home iske pehle, wo log meri shaadi karwa dete. So, you know, I'm just like, theek hai, now, and now I've come to this time where I'm like, oh, now it's my decision, you know? Marriage is not necessarily always the way to go.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I'm not saying that for other people. I still want to travel. I feel like I've seen bits, but there's a lot more that I want to explore in the country and outside of New Zealand.
So tum khud ko culturally identify kaise karti ho?
That's a little bit of a tough question. Culturally, I think I'm more of like, I call myself an earth human. And I feel like because of how we've evolved as a race, as a people, काफ़ी मुश्किल हो गया है अब. But मुझे, I mean, definitely as an Indian, like having Indian roots, but यहाँ पे आके रहने के बाद, I kind of feel like more than a cultural connection, I feel a spiritual connection with people, or, you know, with our planet and with the universe, वगैरह. It might sound a little woo-woo जो यहाँ पे बोलते हैं, but and in terms of culture, I think अपना Indian culture, अपना upbringing काफी like अलग था, and I think हमारे ऊपर काफी कुछ जो उन लोगों ने, you know, the way they've taught us things was more from a religious perspective, which kind of made me reject our culture at the time. But I think yahan pe aane ke baad, I've started realizing the importance of roots, or, you know, my roots and my origin and my culture and upbringing. Jo wahan pe rahe ke, when you're immersed in it, it's very hard to see. But after I've been here, and that's been taken away, like not taken away, but because it's not been available abhi. So you kind of start to miss it. And so I've gotten very close to a lot of, like, you know, traditions and practices jo maine pehle bahut question kiye the, but now I'm like, there was a lot of wisdom in it.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, when you're in there, you can't see it, but when you have that bird's eye view from outside, wo sab realize hota hai aur clearly dikhta hai kya hai. So like, so while we were talking about, you know, our roots, so how do you stay connected to your roots? What do you do?
Good question. I think for me, in terms of roots, I would think yoga is something which is very close to home for me, and it's somehow very connected to how I feel just about life and the unity, what they talk about, the yoga of the mind, body, soul. So I think yoga is one way of doing it. I have also gone back to classical dancing recently. Jo maine bachpan se, like bachpan bole to, like when I was 3 years of age, is when my grandmom, she was very very shocking jo bolte hai na, classical music, classical dance wagera. So bachpan se they were like, you know, hamari ladki dance karegi, or my brother used to learn the tabla, and he gave up at a very young age. He must have done a few years, but I somehow persisted. I was 3 when I started, so I was the youngest in the group, and I must have been a good dancer, because sab bolte the ki are kitni cute hai, you know, you dance so well. And but I think we were so influenced by the Western culture at the time. So by the time I was about 10, 11 years of age, I was like, ye sab kya hai, you know, like, and it's a beautiful dance form, because you know, you have all your jewelry, your makeup, your the outfit. But I didn't really enjoy it at the time, because it was something that my family wanted me to do. It wasn't out of choice.
Yeah.
So I kind of went towards more like of a Western, you know, like dance form, and Bollywood to hey, like, you know, was something which we've grown up with. But and then eventually I started learning Latin and ballroom dancing, wagera. So it was cool. But now I've gone back to classical dancing with this lovely lady called Swarupa, and she she runs the Natya Loka School of Dance yahan pe Dunedin mein. Bahut sare, as far as I know, there's quite a few like little Indian girls. Aww. And yeah, most non-Indians be here.
Yeah.
But she has quite a big student group now.
Yeah,
so that's cool. Or many abhi recently, this is again, you know, a lot of people think of this as religion, but I would think more of it as a spiritual practice. But many abhi recently vipassana karke, it's a 10-day silent meditation retreat jo New Zealand mein sirf Auckland mein hota hai, and so I've done that quite recently, and that's been really like life-changing for me in lots of ways, which I think we would need a whole new conversation for.
Yeah.
But and it's popularly known as vipassana. So agar kisi ne vipassana ka naam suna hai, uska Pali word vipassana bolte hai. And I would highly recommend it to anyone who's on like more of a spiritual path and would like to explore the mind matter connection.
I always wanted to do vipassana.
Have you?
But I could not do it at that time, and then I was like, abhi New Zealand aayi hu to yahan pe Auckland mein I would definitely
absolutely
be keen to do that soon.
Unka center bhi bahut pyara sa hai, and it's got real good connectivity from Auckland, so wahan pe travel karna bhi kafi just know wahan pe network nahi hota, no phones,
you don't need
silent,
it
silent, exactly. I thrived. I think that was the happiest like few days of my recent life. Bahut sahi tha.
So I want to tell our listeners, Urvi bahut saahsik hai, bahut enterprising hai.
Saahsik.
Aur kaafi events organize karti hai, bahut, you know, many things for community engagement. So would you share a bit with our listeners?
Absolutely. Yeah, I try, because I think for me, life is one big party, basically. So mujhe log poochte hai ki kyun kar rahi hai, and I was like, वैसे कोई, you know, hidden agenda नहीं है, मुझे बस मज़े करने हैं. And I think इसलिए मैंने professions change किया, जब मैं बोल रही थी कि मैं law से मुझे event management में घुसना था. मुझे लोगों के साथ time spend करना, getting to know them better, उनके culture, like backgrounds, मुझे बस और जानना है. So yeah, I think on the basis of that, फिर हमने last year, it was a sudden idea that came. I think Bollywood, it's not like, it's something that I've grown up with. So, and it was really, was a part of my life that was, that I was really missing. So, that's how the Bollywood Nights at the Dog with Two Tails was born. And last year we did almost like one event a month. फिर उसके बाद, by the end of the year, COVID आ गया वापस. तो काफी मुश्किल हो रहा था, and then I just didn't have the space, mental space to do that this year. So I've taken a little bit of a break, but hopefully wapas kuch revive kar sakte hai if there's people out there.
But I'm so glad you took up that initiative and bringing Bollywood to Dunedin.
I mean, I think we need more of it, so if there's any listeners out there who would want to, please reach out and wapas karte hai.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So Urvi ne kafi travel bhi kiya hai in 5 saalon mein, or she has a camper van and she has done a lot of solo traveling, and I'm so keen to hear more about that.
Oh yeah, thank you for that. Right, so I think my big dream, mera bada jo sapna tha when I came to New Zealand, was not to, you know, yahan pe aake job dhoondna, residency paana, was never top of my agenda. Mujhe bas aake like backpacking style lifestyle jeena tha. And unfortunately, as Indians, we don't get working holiday visas.
Mm.
So the only option was, you know, to come on a student visa, post study work visa, etc. Mm. And I was on an open work visa, and I was like, okay, now might be the time. So I was in Auckland at the time. Maine kharidi camper van. It's a self-contained. So it's a Toyota Estima.
Yeah.
And there's a bed, there's a kitchen, there's a little stove.
Mm.
And you pack all your stuff in and you drive off. So that's pretty much what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's no, I haven't been to too many other countries, but for backpacking and living that kind of life, I think this country is absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
I've been very blessed to be here and to have that opportunity, especially in the last 3 years. You know, the world's been COVID ridden.
Yeah,
we've had it very fortunate in that in that sense. And so I've traveled a little bit, a lot of the South Island, not so much, but yeah.
Wow, that's so exciting. Yeah. Like, just hearing to your story, like, it's like, it feels like it's, you know, I feel nervous. Like, I want to do it too someday.
Yeah, hopefully inspired, I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, inspired and nervous.
Yeah,
but that's really nice, yeah. Like, traveling solo, as a solo female traveler.
Thank you, yeah.
And managing everything,
I think it's all been, like, a learning in progress. I'm still learning, actually. And especially because yahan pe there's certain, you know, rules that you do not break. Absolutely do not.
Yeah.
The faster you kind of figure that out and you're like, okay, this works and this doesn't work, the more people are accepting. Because, you know, as a backpacker, if you're being shit, then yeah, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
But nahi, kafi sahi raha hai. And yahan ki, like, your facilities hai, bahut sundar hai. And so much to see.
Yeah, it must have been beautiful parking up the van, you know.
You can't imagine, under the stars, in the valley, by the trees, in the bush. And more than just the travel, I think, jo main working holiday pe touch upon kar rahi thi, maine kafi aise bhi jobs kiye hai jo India mein wouldn't have been acceptable. Minimum, you know, would have not. So like, when I say that, maine housekeeping bhi kiya hai kaam, and I've done like hospitality jobs and stuff, which is harder when you know, when you're in a place like Bombay. But yahan pe aane ke baad I was like, itna freedom.
Yeah.
You know, you don't experience anywhere. And I guess not having that family, which means not having the family pressure, was brilliant. So pehle sabne socha ki hamari ladki pagal ho gayi again, you know. Everyone's always thought that about me, saying you're crazy. And I was like, yeah, maybe I am, but I'm doing it because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
So agar tumko problem hai, toh so be it.
No, but you're so courageous, you know, to go for the path that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've always been a little bit, rebel-like, like that. Ki mujhe, you know, apne hisab se karna hai, karne do. And yeah. And I think the more you travel, the more, like, the more connected with nature. For me, that's been like a big revelation in the last couple of years as well. That the closer I am to nature, the more free, the more open I am to other people even around me. So yeah, both interesting journey right here.
That's inspiring.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would also like to mention, so after Urvi and I met, we just figured out that both of us have studied at Rohia College.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I've never met anyone, you know, who has studied at Rohia in Dunedin.
Is that right? Is there...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Even I know a couple of people in Auckland. There was a couple of people I met up. Yeah, no. But you're probably,
Yeah.
But yeah, it's R-U-I-A.
Ruiya, Ruiya. Oh my God, I missed that
I know,
so much.
The Katta and, you know, DPs and Gulshan and all these awesome hangouts that basically in India, I think, I never went to college. I was always, I was a blacklister out and out. I even had a time when my vice principal had to call my mom because she was like, your daughter doesn't come to lectures. I was just a rowdy child. I loved, you know, hanging out outside college and just loafing around, basically. And I think that's the beauty of Bombay. Like, you can do these things and get away with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, my grades were still good. So I was like, you know, what's stopping me?
Yeah.
I mean, bahut masti mari hai, basically. India mein toh. Yeah,
college life is like that. Yeah.
How was, because what did you study at Rhea?
Yeah, so I did arts initially and then I did bachelor's in tourism and travel management.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and that was just a new course. So ours was just the second batch.
Right.
Or it was really good because skill-based course tha.
Uh-huh.
So kafi, you know, exams ka pressure kam tha and there were more presentations or more of that.
What, like vocation, like practical?
Vocational,
Damn cool. Is that what got you to New Zealand? Is that?
Yeah, so that's where my tourism journey began. And then
beautiful place to, you know.
Then tourism. I decided to come here to do my master's in tourism. So,
And is it finished now or are
you? Yeah.
Cool. So what's next for you, if I may ask?
So I am looking forward to a lot of things. I want to work in the tourism industry and I am looking for opportunities right now.
Good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
It's a good time again to, you know, be here looking for those opportunities at the moment, just because the markets with like borders being opened up again.
Absolutely. So mujhe janna hai ki Hindi bhasha ka kitna mahatva raha hai tere life mein ya fir kitna, you know, how often do you use it? And being from Mumbai, I can relate to, you know, bas grow, matlab while we grow up aise hi seekh jate hain, you know, pata hi nahi Hindi kaise seekhe.
You take it for granted, na?
I'll
quickly tell you about this one incident. I think this was my 12th grade and mujhe seekhna tha ya to German ya to French. And meri vice principal tabhi, she was like, no, sorry, we don't offer this unless, I don't know, there were some exceptions, but I didn't meet those exceptions. And at the time, mujhe Hindi nahi seekhni thi. I didn't want to study it further because I was like, you know, you take it, you're like, ye to hai. But fir yahan pe aane ke baad, after the first couple of years, when I started kind of having that gap, I realized, one, I was forgetting the language. Two, I was forgetting my roots because hum jab, you know, Bombay mein bade hote, automatic, I think we kind of resort to Hindi or what we call Hinglish now, which has become a combination of Hindi and English. And fir yahan pe aake jab mujhe ehsaas hua ki wo language mein baat karne ke liye mere paas koi log hi nahi the, aur the, but we've all become so like westernized in that approach that we have to speak in English because you know, you're in a foreign country. But I was like, why? And I kind of love Bollywood music. And just like the tapori giri and, you know, the fun and like the playfulness that comes with Bollywood. And that's when I started listening to more Bollywood music. And I realized even song lyrics that I've grown up with and that I knew inside out, I couldn't. And I was like, I started questioning it. And I was like, am I really forgetting, you know, the language, or am I forgetting my roots? It's been a while since we've gone back home. It kind of starts fading from your memory. So almost in an attempt to hold on to that beautiful past or is when I was like, okay, I need to go and, you know, seek out other fellow Indians, especially Bombay wale, kyunki tum India mein kahin se bhi ho, jo Bombay wali Hindi hoti hai, wo Bombay wali Hindi hoti
hai. Wo alag hi hai, bas.
So, yeah. Now there's, I think, I know quite a few people yahan pe. Toh hum milte hai, toh mostly Hindi mein vartalap karte hai. Thode bade shabd aate hai mujhe.
Nice.
Aapki Hindi भी काफी सही है.
हाँ, बस नॉर्मल ही है, मतलब मुंबई की हिंदी.
हाँ. हम तो आता है जाता है टाइप में बात करते थे बचपन में. हाँ हाँ हाँ. लाइक जेंडर वाज नेवर अ थिंग, यू नो, बिकॉज़ वी वर ऑल लाइक पुलिंग, या male gen. cool.
Yeah, so now I would like to move to the fun section, the rapid fire round.
Oh, no.
Don't worry,
I don't know how rapid it's gonna be, but okay, we
it's
can
it's okay, it's more of like this and that questions. Okay. This or that. So okay, metro cities or small towns? Early bird or a night owl?
Oh, that's changed. Early bird.
Books or movies?
At the moment, neither. It's just me.
Okay. Sari or lehenga?
Ooh, both. Occasion dependent.
Yeah.
But I love saris. If I had an option, of yeah, picking definitely one sari.
Tikhi pani puri ya meetha meetha gulab jamun.
Tikhi pani puri hands down. But like Bombay street people.
Yes.
Waka street food next level.
Absolutely. Hot chocolate ya haldi ka doodh.
You mean a turmeric latte?
Yes, I mean the turmeric latte.
I'll go with turmeric latte. Bachpan mein bahut piya tha, tabhi pata nahi tha, but yeah.
So, what, tell me one Indian delicacy that you absolutely cannot live without.
Rasmalai. Yeah. I mean, I can't eat any of it now, but I used to love it before. I mean, nice. You say delicacy, you mean sweet, yeah, not savory.
Yeah, yeah, or anything actually, yeah.
Or even pav bhaji.
Yes. Oh,
so good.
I miss Mumbai ki pav bhaji.
Haan na. Tum Bombay jaane wale ho kabhi?
Main abhi jaake aayi.
Acha, yes, that's right. You just visited.
Bahut, bahut baar kaafi pav bhaji khake aayi main.
Sahi hai, sahi.
Pura kota bhar ke aayi.
Nice.
Your favorite travel destination in India?
Goa. I guess Bombay, like because we lived in Bombay, was the closest, and as a student life, you know,
yeah,
on a budget, I think Goa was amazing. But this bar when I go, I'm going to explore a lot more. So, aake bataungi.
Yes. So, yeah. So, thanks for being on the show. And if you would want our listeners to, like, you know, have one takeaway from your story and your experiences, what would you say?
I would say, please get out of your, you know, like, leave your comfort zone, go travel the country, go travel the world now that we can again. It does open your eyes up to a whole new world and an experience. And yeah, and just, you know, enjoy life every day. Don't think about your past. Don't worry about the future. Live in the present and just be happy. Smile at everyone. Be kind and love everything and everyone around you.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Yeah, it's been so nice.
Yeah. So now it's time for the muhavra or the proverb of the day. And it's actually pretty apt for today's show. It is Bita hua pal wapas nahi aata, which means the time that's gone does not come back. And so we should not dwell in the past, but live in the present. Yeah, so with that, we wrap up today's episode. And if anyone would like to contact me, you can send me an email on richaberde@gmail.com or connect with me on Instagram at richaberde. Enrich with Richa on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM. You can find our podcasts at oar.org.nz. I will see you fortnightly Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. मैं आपसे मिलूंगी अगली बार, तब तक खुश रहिए, मुस्कुराते रहिए. Bye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.